Quest presents an unabridged recording of Northern Night by Griff Hosker, narrated by Malk Williams. Prologue. Stockton, 1125. My son, William, was born in January. This was not a wolf winter as we had endured the previous year, but it was cold on the day he was born. That was a good sign. It meant he would grow up to be as tough and as hard as the land into which he was born. The cold, harsh borders in the north of King Henry's lands were filled with enemies. Some enemies appeared to be friends until they stabbed you in the back. The women who attended my wife, Adela, and Farron, who supervised all, kept me well away from the birthing room. It would have been considered unlucky to have me present. I spent the day with my knights, Edward and Wulfstan, looking north from my battlements. It was too cold to practice, and I was too nervous. Wulfstan had 3 children, and had gone through this already. He and Edward kept my mind from what was going on below.
"I wonder if the Earl of Gloucester's punitive raid eliminated all of the rebels, Alfred?"
Northern barons had allied with Scottish knights to take advantage of the king's absence. We had helped to quell the rebellion, and the Earl had headed north with his knights to teach the Scots better manners. He had since returned south to his lands on the Welsh marches. The Scots were not the only enemies we faced.
"I doubt it, Wulfstan. Too many have lands in Scotland, and we know that many fled there after the Battle of Gretna. They will be building up their strength and biding their time. With the Earl in the south and the King still in Normandy, then they can foment their plots and plans. I would have taken all of our army to march into Scotland and lay it waste, much as King William had done when he had first arrived in the north. If there were no knights who dreamed of our lands, then we would all be safer."
"Then we must prepare for a spring and summer of raids. Our cattle and sheep have done well over the winter. Now that we keep fodder for the winter, then we keep alive many more animals. You did well to conceive the idea. However, the Scots and the dissident lords will seek to take them from us. They want what we have, but they do not wish to work for it."
Wulfstan cast a critical eye over me.
"Have you fully recovered from the wound you received at Durham? We thought to have lost you."
I smiled and pointed to Edward.
"Ask my mother here. Edward has Harold reporting to him each week on my exercise and the wound.
Edward..." Sample complete. Ready to continue?